The Bird Show.
All right, we got Ash Lynn ready to go. This is the girl that we were talking about that accidentally was naked in front of her boyfriend's roommate and thinks that maybe her boyfriend was behind it. Can you stick around for this, Crash? Because I think that you'd probably have some experience in this area.
You said naked girl. I figured, all right, I'll go ahead and stick around.
Hey, Ash Lynn.
Hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank
what
you.
What are you wearing?
Shut up. Very funny.
Thanks for emailing us and thanks for coming on this morning. This seems like it's a bit of a weird situation you got yourself into here.
Yeah, it's really, really awkward.
All right. Give us the timing of the whole thing and all the details.
Basically, I've been dating this guy for like 2 months, and I stay at his place a lot, and he kind of stays at mine. Mm-hmm. Monday, I was staying at his house, and it was like 11:30, and he asked me to go get us some water. And I started like putting a sweatshirt on and putting some clothes on. He's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Nobody's home because his two roommates, are usually there. And he was like, oh, they're not home. So I go into the kitchen, and Brad, his roommate, was in the kitchen, and I had no clothes on.
Oh, oops.
And I freaked out, ran back in, and he thought it was, and I told him, I was like, oh, my God, Brad was just in the kitchen. And he thought it was hysterical. He started laughing. He wasn't comforting me at all. I don't know if he did that on purpose. I don't know if that's something like guys do to like tell me to go in there. I was so humiliated.
Was there any way for him to know his roommate was in the kitchen at the time, though?
I mean, no, I didn't hear anything either. But like he knows his schedule.
Like,
what? He insisted that neither of his roommates were home.
Do you mind me asking how old you guys are?
Yeah, I'm 24.
How old is he?
25.
25. That doesn't sound like something that you would do on purpose. I mean, I wouldn't want my roommates.
If you were 21, would it be?
I thought, well,
maybe. It was like he thought it was the most hysterical thing ever.
See, now there might be like if you're 19 or 20 years old,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I could almost see like some moron doing that, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Does this sound like?
It doesn't sound like he did it with anything intended, you know? He was just like, oh, you want to get a glass of water? Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it was late at night, so.
Right, but I just don't know why he insisted on me not putting my sweatshirt and my sweatpants on.
So he insists on this. And
yeah, he's like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just run and get some water. When I started getting dressed again.
Now,
I wanted to crawl under the hole and die.
So let's assume that he did this on purpose. What's the motivation behind it? Just as a joke? With he and his roommate on
you?
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm asking.
Or just show off his hot girlfriend?
Is this something guys do? Is this funny to you? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, if he knew one of his roommates was home and you were completely butt naked.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah, it is.
It's mean.
Well, I don't think he meant like mean. I just thought it's a guy's sense of humor. We're, you know, we're like that. We're
simplistic.
Idiots. Yeah, we're very simplistic. We're amoebas.
404-741-1005. So you think there is a chance that he did it on purpose as kind of a joke with his roommate?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Isn't that totally disrespectful to her?
So disrespectful.
Completely. If he did that, it's obviously not a guy that, well, you know,
no.
I'll use the title of a new book. He's just not that into you. If he would do that to
you. I don't think so. It's not like he's telling his roommates to look through the window if you guys were doing anything physical. I mean, this is just like a naked body, like, woo, you're naked, ha-ha, like a streaker or something. It doesn't sound like he's trying to do anything that mean.
I mean, for a girl, it's pretty mean.
Like, well, I mean, if you guys were like in the middle of something, like, say,
right,
making love, and he told his roommates to, like, look in the window at 11:30, then that's sick. That's mean.
Do you see a lot of difference between the two scenarios that Crash is saying and the one that actually happened?
I mean, I do. Obviously, that would be a little more, like, offensive if somebody saw that. But, I still think it's similar. I mean, I wasn't wearing any clothes. Like, for a girl, that's really, really
And you
awful.
Weren't wearing them because he told you not to wear them.
Yeah, he insisted that nobody was home.
Yeah.
Just run to the kitchen and get us water. I mean,
if it was intentional, if he knew the roommate was home, it's disrespectful because it's like he was making a mockery of you, like so that you can be the funny little joke between him and his buddies.
Exactly.
I just think that's totally disrespectful, and that means that he's not serious about you, because I think that most guys will talk about their women or their women's bodies or what they're like in bed if they don't have respect for them. But if they plan to be with this woman for a really long time, then they're not going to talk about their sexual escapades with that woman.
Crash doesn't agree with this?
No, come on. You know, you talk, you chicks talk just as much as us men do. You guys talk even worse, and you don't mean it disrespectfully. Bert and I like sometimes joke around, hey, Lady Crash, you know, the other day we were fooling around and woo, it was all fun. And you girls do the same thing, and you don't mean disrespect about it. That's just the way humans are. We're curious creatures.
And let's not, I think we're analyzing this too much because they're 25-year-old, been together for 2 months.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even if my partner said, don't worry about it, I'm still putting a sweatshirt on if I'm leaving the room. So the fact that there's a, the fact that he would know the precise moment his roommate was in the kitchen, you know, I just don't think there was that much a thought put behind it, you know. And I think that you're more upset by his reaction than what actually happened.
Well, yeah, his reaction was
that kind of speaks volumes, though. Hey, Darlene, what's going on?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. And yes, the roommate is involved, and I agree with her. You know, you're making too much out of it. They're young, and he's not into her like that, or he wouldn't have let the roommate see her. He wouldn't even be talking about her. And it's just one of those things. She's just one of those girls.
See,
she needs to accept her place.
I'll disagree with Crash on that also, in that if I think when guys are dating women that they're really not interested in, then they'll give explicit details of what that woman's like in bed, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're serious about somebody, and you certainly wouldn't talk about your wife like that either.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah,
most,
I mean...
Most guys.
Yeah, I mean, most
maybe
guys.
Crash is an exception to that rule.
No, I mean, you don't get explicit about it. I mean, even I don't do that, but I still think this is just... This is almost like potty humor right now. Like, oh, you were naked, woody-doody-doody. Like, I even if he did do it on purpose, I don't think you should look at him like he totally disrespected you and he's not into you.
If he did it on purpose, you'll lose him.
I don't think he's not into me. Jeez. I just don't know if he's like,
I think if he did it on purpose, you'll lose him today.
No.
If you're serious about him, I mean, if you're, you know.
I am. That's the problem.
Well, let him know how you feel. I mean, obviously, if he didn't, I mean, you've only been together for 2 months, so obviously you don't know a lot about each other. He may have thought this was his kind of little man humor. You need to let him know, hey, this isn't funny. This is my body. I'm very serious about it. You and I, if we're going to continue this relationship, we need to stay together on this one. You need to back me up. Maybe that's just the way he is with a little bit of fun humor and didn't realize you would react this way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still in a stage.
Hello.
Hold on one sec, on. Dave.
You're still in a stage where you're getting to know each other. And, if I was her, I mean, and based on his reaction, I mean, she has every right to be upset by his reaction, and I would really reconsider the relationship because people just don't all of a sudden, after 6 months, change into these mature human beings. Yeah. You're getting a look at him, you know, and his reaction to things like this. And, you know, like Crash said, if you want to talk about it and get to know each other that way and say this is, you know, is disrespectful, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I think that you're getting to know about him and he's getting to know about you, and you got to determine now, is it worth it? Because at 2 months it's a lot easier to leave than it would be in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Dave.
Hey Bert.
Hey Dave.
Crash.
Yo.
Do me a favor.
Yeah, man.
Walk over and hand Bert some testosterone. Tell him to eat it. Good night. Bert, be a dude. Chick.
I mean,
it's
I don't.
A simple deal.
What does
simple
that mean? Like, if I'm a dude, I can be disrespectful to women?
No. It's not disrespectful, Bert. Just, you know, everyone, it's not every. Every situation is not like, you know, violins and soft, cuddly kitties. Simple deal. Dude set his girl up, thought it was going to be funny. She doesn't find it funny. Tell your dude it wasn't funny.
What about leave
find
the
it
dude?
Disrespectful.
Leave
and
the
if
dude.
It, if it's disrespectful to you, leave dude. Find
hey,
new dude.
Are
but
you?
I guess guarantee you right now, your honeymoon period is definitely over.
Hey, dude, let me ask you, you know, as the representative of testosterone, uh-huh. Are you married?
No.
Are you in a serious relationship?
I'm sorry?
Are you in a serious relationship?
Very much so.
You are. Okay. So would you make it a joke out of your serious girlfriend to show her naked to your buddies?
Let me say this. Me, I'm 42 years old, so I'm way beyond the potty humor kind of crapola, and I wouldn't disrespect my woman like that
because
I love her and I'm going to marry her. That's me. But I'm also not going to, you know, to be honest with you, 42 years old, I've been in a relationship for 3 years, and I didn't sleep with my girl until like 6 months into our relationship.
Oh, come
make sure
on.
Be right,
a guy. Be you should have been trying to
that's
hit that
me.
After
that's
the first
everybody.
Night.
How about you take a bite of testosterone, dude? Come
yeah,
on.
You should have been trying to hit that.
I just love my woman, and I want to make sure
Dude, what kind of guy stays in a relationship for that, 6 months you know, without
that,
getting
that sounds
sex,
like kitty
Dave.
Kitty stuff. That's all.
Dude, you know, who this guy was? You know who this guy is? This guy's the mountain climber on The Price is Right. He was going all the way up the mountain. He just fell off.
Dude, I'm just telling you.
Have a little consistency.
Oh, man.
That's great.
See, I'm sticking with
my relationship for a long time. And
you respect
and
her. That's what Ashlyn is trying to find out. Like, is this an act of disrespect? And I think he just proved it. Yeah, it is.
It totally might have been. It might have been a little bit of disrespect. But I don't think it's the fact that you're going to leave the guy or the relationship.
Absolutely.
The relationship.
Gone.
The relationship is only 2 months old.
So what if this is the kind of guy that is capable of doing something like
yes.
this
no,
and isn't sensitive
no.
to her?
Yeah,
exactly. Bye.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah,
he won't admit that he did it, so I can't confront him and say, "Don't do that again."
And
it's like
I
America's
really
Funniest Home Videos. That's all it is. This you guys are
God.
Way
are
overreacting.
You
You're so overreacting to this.
No, I disagree because if Ashlyn's, you know, emotions are legitimate. Like, she is legitimately embarrassed. She is legitimately upset, and you're coming crash from it from his perspective, which may be potty humor. Fine. Can these two mesh? I mean, she shouldn't disregard how she feels just because he may be simplistic.
I agree, but she should let him know, hey, this isn't what I'm like. After 2 months, you don't know that. They're 25 years old. They're still both very immature. And come on. The guy was like, oh, I don't think my roommate's home. Go ahead. That's little potty humor, but to the fact
I
where it's like...
I don't see that as little potty
you're
humor.
Making it, Bert, you're making it sound like the guy's got cameras set up all over his house and he's going to have sex with her and then all of a sudden, like, put it on the internet.
I think that's just... It's so disrespectful and so indecent to do to somebody that you really care about.
And I think, and again, I think the issue also is his reaction to it. Like, I think that if he had been comforting to her and consoling to her, it would not have mattered whether he set her up or not. She's mostly upset by the fact that he laughed when she came in and she was upset. That's what she's upset about.
It would be nice after the fact. I don't know how long ago this happened, but it would be nice after his little laughing and his reaction and she still expresses her feelings. It would be like, okay, you know, maybe you're right. I am sorry. I do apologize. It was just a joke. He does, eventually, if he sees that she is hurt, he should say he's sorry. You know, I mean, he does have to apologize. But again, I don't see this being just done with malice. I can't.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. You'll be the last caller on this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just had a question. Was the roommate in the kitchen, like, eating a bowl of macaroni waiting for her to walk in? Or did he see her and was like, holy crap, someone else is in the kitchen, too?
Yeah, did he look startled? Did he look surprised?
Yeah,
if he's doing something, the refrigerator door was open, but...
I mean, like, if you were set up, then he'd be sitting there waiting for you, don't you think? He wouldn't be in his boxers going, damn, I could really go for a beer.
No, I think what he'd do is he'd try to make himself look busy, and then,
exactly.
Oh, what a surprise. Who knew? If it was set up.
Guys are simplistic, though. I mean, he wouldn't be able to pull it off very convincingly if it was set up.
He was in there painting the kitchen.
You know, so if it looked set up, it probably was, you know?
Yeah, and no offense, but if I've been someone who I'm just starting to date in their apartment, they've got roommates, there is no way I'm going to the kitchen naked.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care if you tell me nobody's there. I am not dropping that sweatshirt just because my partner said to drop it.
Hey, Ashlyn here, and really, sure. I think Melissa hit on it, that the bigger issue here is... Because you'll never know if he sets you up or not. The reaction to you being upset is probably the thing you need to look at here.
And that's what you're upset about, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Come on, Bert, get some testosterone.
No, I'm going to wait 6 months to have sex with my wife. Ashlyn, I'm being serious when I ask you this. It's Crash. Are you, like, hot?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You just answered
then
your own question.
You have nothing to worry about then. You're hot.
See you, Ashlyn. Bye now.
The Bert Show.